Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Ascension Magic Radio Show. I'm your host. My name is Ron Eich. You can call me Ronnie. And today's Saturday, June 13th, 2015. And we have an awesome show today. I'm really excited about it. I got pumped up. If you were calling in before the show started, you heard the music playing. I am from the Elemental Kingdom. We're going to talk about that today. And I have lots of fairy energy, lots of elf energy. So I love music. I love being silly. So I'm going to be a little bit silly with you today as well. But we're going to talk about some of the different realms that people come from. So the topic of today is really called Earth Angels, and I'm going to do Earth Angel realm readings with you. Now, if you'd like to get a reading, what I need you to do is go on my Facebook, facebook.com/ascensionmagic, and you'll see that there's a link to my show. I need you to put a recent photo of yourself on my Facebook page. And now I could do readings for you without the photo, but having, there's physical appearances that the realms have. And by looking into your eyes and seeing your facial expressions will help to give me some more information, some more insights into the realm that you come from. So let's talk about what an earth angel is. Maybe you know what that is, maybe you don't. The information that I'm giving you today comes from Doreen Virtue. Doreen Virtue, she's a PhD, and she's known as the Angel Lady. She's one of my mentors. I love her to death, and I've gone to several of her courses, and she has a few books. One is called Earth Angels. Another one is Earth Angel Realms, and she also has a course you can take, which I've taken, to become a certified realm reader. And where this information comes from is she discovered through several of her courses, because she teaches people how to be angel therapy practitioners and angel intuitives. And through several of her courses, she discovered some patterns amongst the people who attended. And she always found that the same people would group together. And she started to ask her angels and her guides, well, what are these different things that I'm noticing? And what she discovered was that there are light workers, yes, but there are specific light workers called earth angels, which that's her term, who have come from other realms, other dimensions for a specific purpose. So you, like myself, for example, I come from the elemental kingdom. I'm also an incarnated, a wizard. So there's wizards and there's people who have come from other star systems, like from the Pleiades, extraterrestrial origins and so on. And they came with a specific purpose in mind. We volunteered for this, okay? So it wasn't like, you know, like there was just some roundup of people. We specifically volunteered for this purpose. For example, it might be environmental. Maybe you're here to stop the ocean from being polluted, or maybe you're here to be a performer. Maybe you love being on the stage and performing and spreading joy. Each person has a specific purpose to him or her, but each realm also has a particular purpose that's suited best for that particular realm. And we're going to talk about that today. So we're going to start off, we're going to do a little quiz. And actually, you know what, before I get to the quiz, actually, here are some, this is from Doreen Virtue. Here are some ways to know if you are actually an earth angel. These are some characteristics. And by far the biggest characteristic is feeling as if you just do not belong here on planet Earth. One way you can tell if you're an earth angel, someone asks you, how do you like it here on planet Earth? And your answer is, ugh, I feel like I just don't belong. The energy is so harsh. It's so like intense and violent. And that is a key characteristic of an earth angel, feeling like you just don't belong. And when you're a child, you might feel isolated from everyone else. Like you just don't fit in with the normal. I don't like the word normal, but that's what we call it. You just don't fit in. Another characteristic is intense sensitivity to chemicals, to violence. You know, maybe you don't like to watch the news because that energy is really intense and they always report the negative stuff. Or just maybe you can't handle being in crowds, just being around energy, being really sensitive to that. Another characteristic is having a strong sense of purpose. As I mentioned, Earth Angels, we specifically volunteer to be here for a purpose. So you might be feeling like, I have this purpose. I know I'm supposed to be doing something, teaching, healing. I just don't know what it is. So that's a sign that you could be an Earth Angel. Another characteristic of an Earth Angel is relationship patterns that are oftentimes frustrating. You might have been raised by abusive parents, or you might have friends who just push your buttons, or there's a lot, might be a lot of dysfunction in your life in terms of relationship, because that could be part of your purpose to heal that dysfunction. Okay. And oftentimes too, we're going to talk about incarnated angels. Incarnated angels are the realm that just gives and gives and gives and doesn't often receive and will just help anyone. And it oftentimes gets them in trouble because they end up with partners that don't suit them and they just want to fix that other person. And that's a characteristic of an angel, which we're going to talk about in just a few minutes. A few more characteristics here. Another characteristic is strangers always coming to you talking about their problems. They just seem to come right up to you like there's just something about that person I can trust. So that's a characteristic. And this is one that happens for me all the time. I always hear that I look younger for my age. And I'm almost 40 and people say, you're not 40, you're 25. And nearly every Earth Angel that's been surveyed have reported that people swear that they look way younger. That could be because they take better care of themselves. It could be their spiritual outlook. No one really knows, but that's a common characteristic. Another one too is you might hear a ringing in your ear. Oftentimes that could be your spirit guides, or it could be, you know, like the angels telling you you're here to do something important. So those are just some characteristics in general. Now we're going to take a little quiz. And what this quiz is going to do, they're all true or false questions. And this comes directly from Doreen Virtue's Earth Angel book. And it's going to help you identify what core realm you come from. Now there's core realms. I'm going to talk about that. There's four core realms. Okay. We have incarnated angel. We have the incarnated elemental. Okay. We have star person. And we have wise one. Those are the four core realms. There's also one that she writes about called a walk-in. And a walk-in is someone who just kind of came in the middle of someone's life, like took over someone's life and existence. That's called a walk-in, but that's not really studied very often. But we're just going to talk about the four core ones. And this is a 30 question quiz. I'm going to go kind of fast. And you can always go back and listen to this again if you want to take the quiz again, if you miss a question. So what I'm going to ask you to do is try to find a piece of paper and a pencil or a pen. And I'm just going to put on some quick music for like 20 seconds or so you can do that. Okay. All right, everybody. So true or false questions, okay? So there's 30 questions. So you might want to like number your paper 1 to 30, or you can just listen. That's fine too. Question number one, I tend to easily put on weight. True or false? These are all true or false. Number two, my past or current love partners are addicts or alcoholics. Question three, I rarely break a rule. Question four, I have a hard time saying no. Number five, I highlight, color, or bleach my hair. Number six, I would prefer to help someone one-on-one rather than in a group. Number seven, truth be told, I like animals or plants much better than I like people. Number eight, I have Celtic origins, or I look Celtic. That is, I have reddish tint in my hair, freckles, or a ruddy complexion. Number nine, I constantly play practical jokes. number 10. I'm quite the mischief maker and seem to have a persistent twinkle in my eyes. 11. I'm fiercely independent and I don't like following rules or authority. Number 12. My finances seem to be either feast or famine. 13. I don't like being the center of attention and I'm usually a wallflower at social functions. 14. I've always believed in or been interested in ETs or UFOs. This is number 15. I'm compulsively thoughtful towards people, whether they express appreciation or not. Number 16, I conduct Reiki or other forms of energy or hands-on healing. 17, my life's mission is more important than getting married and having children. 18, I really would like to go home now because I know that Earth is just not my home. 19, I had a life-changing experience, such as a serious accident or a near-death experience. Number 20, in the past, I was so miserable that I wanted to die, and I seriously considered or attempted suicide. 21, I have changed my first name, or I am strongly considering doing so. 22, my friends and family remark, "You're different now. There's something about you that's just not the same." 23, I have made or I am making drastic changes to many areas of my life simultaneously, such as moving, changing jobs, divorcing all at once. 24, I have deep spiritual knowledge that did not come from any books or any teachers. 25, even though I know I'm different from other people, I still enjoy the company of others and get along pretty well with most people. 26, I know that I have magical abilities, which are untapped right now. 27, I have strong past life memories or interests concerning Arthurian or Atlantean times. Three more questions, guys. 28, I believe that I was burned at the stake or killed in some other way during witch hunts or in the Inquisition. 29, I have studied tarot cards or astrology. 30, I'm very drawn towards earth-based spirituality, such as shamanism or full moon ceremonies. Okay, so that's all 30 questions. So again, if you missed it or if you weren't doing it, you can go back and listen to this again later on, you know, on playback. What we're going to look at is the number of true answers that you look for. Okay, so the questions are grouped in groups of six, and every six question, every six questions is a different realm that you belong to. Okay. So if you answered a lot of true questions in questions one through six is associated with incarnated angel, particularly if you had more than four truths. Questions 7 through 12, that refers to the realm called the incarnated elemental realm. Questions 13 through 18 are about star people, your star person, or more likely to be a star person. Questions 19 through 24, that's what we talked about the walk-in. And that's something completely, we're not going to spend a lot of time talking about that today, but that is something that you can look up. And then the last six questions, 25 through 30, those are referring to the realm called the wise one. So pay attention to where you answered the most true, and that'll give you a sign or an indication as to what realm you will belong to. If you don't find that one particular one is sticking out, that's fine. You might be what's called a dabbler, which means that you are into several different realms. And there's also, in addition to the core realms, there is they're called hybrid realms. So they're like a combination of the different ones. So many people fall into that category as well. But for sure, if you answered like four or five true in one particular section, then that is a clear indication that you have that particular realm in your lineage. And when I talk about lineage, it's almost like your ancestry, but instead of your earth ancestry, it's your spiritual ancestry. So it makes total sense that if you had several lifetime existences, for example, as a wizard, and then you came to this earth plane, you're going to have that those characteristics. You're gonna look like that, act like that. It's part of who you are because you've had so much time being that way. Or if you come from the angelic realm, then you will, you know, people who are incarnated angels look like angels. And you could see it in their eyes. The eyes are the true, the eyes are definitely the windows to the soul. The eyes are the first thing you look for when you're trying to identify your realm or someone else's realm. The eyes will tell you a lot about a person, where they're coming from. And people who are incarnated star people from other star systems have really unusual eyes. Like they just seem like they're otherworldly, or they have like particular strange shapes to them, or they might have this beautiful color that you've never seen before. People who are incarnated elementals have a twinkle in their eye, like a playfulness to them, right? And angels have that kindness, which I talked about. Wise ones are like the sorcerers and wizards, have very, very intense and serious looking eyes because they have spent many lifetimes teaching, and they have oftentimes been here since the beginning of existence on planet Earth. And they've been very frustrated because they've tried so hard to get planet Earth to change, to get the people on the Earth to listen to them. They have a lot of information and insights, and people haven't listened. And there's sadness in their eyes and intensity in their eyes. And oftentimes too, the sadness can affect their hearts. And they oftentimes have heart problems because they're carrying the sadness around with them. And that's an oftentimes a characteristic of a wise one. Now, I was guided before the show that some of my listeners today calling in, or if you're listening later on, are in fact wise ones. So I already know that there's people listening who identify with this realm. I also feel that there's someone listening or either calling in who is a mermaid. We're going to talk about mermaids too, which is exciting. So again, if you want to get a reading, I can give you some more insights into your realm. Go onto my Facebook, again, facebook.com/ascensionmagic, and post a picture of yourself there. And I will be happy to give you a reading. If you, the chat room's open too. So if you want to go in the chat room and you can ask a question, if you have a question you'd like to ask, I can definitely answer your question for you. Or if you have just a point to make, or if it later on in the show, even if you're not calling for a realm reading and you just want some intuitive insights, you can also go into the chat room and do that as well. Okay. So I know I have a lot of people that are calling in. I got about 5 or 6 people that are on the line right now. And I'm not sure if you're actually calling in to just to listen, or if you're calling in because you have a question or a realm or anything like that. So I'm going to just take a call really quick and just, you know, if you're just calling to listen, just let me know. I got somebody calling from area code 720 and you've been holding for a bit here. Hi, you're Hello. On the air. Hi. Thanks for calling in. Oh, thank you.
I'm calling from Colorado. Yeah, I really like your show though.
Thank you. Are you just calling in to listen, or are you just calling in? Did you want like some type, like a reading or something, or?
Well, I'm kind of interested in what you're talking about. I know Doreen Virtue wrote a book. It was a little tiny book about like the indigos and stuff like that and star children and all that. And I think I fit several categories. And your test, the test questions, like I could say yes to a whole bunch, but no to very few.
Right. Okay.
So can I do both?
Well, you can be part of several realms. The way for me to really identify you is to have a picture and to look at your eyes and to kind of see your face. That's the best way for me to do it. I can try to intuitively, you know, get what I feel.
I'm blue-eyed, if that helps.
it's not just the color. It's mostly about like what the eyes look like. And the energy, the soul and the energy behind it. And so that's really what it's about. But I'm feeling like as you're speaking that the wise one is really coming through for me. It's kind of what I'm feeling. Wise ones feel like they've been here since the dawn of time. like,
oh yeah,
like sense. And wise ones are often they're natural teachers. They have they're oftentimes they love to teach. In fact, one of the ways you can identify the realm is to ask like the things you like to do in your spare time. So what are some things you like to do in your spare time? Are you often teaching?
I am going into something like that. Uh-huh. I love to teach. Like I'm trying to get myself on Blog Talk and start teaching. My idea is to teach manifesting, how to manifest and eliminate your belief system around what you deserve.
Okay.
Because I've done that for my own personal self.
Yeah.
And I want to teach it because mm-hmm. I feel like I'm at a place where I completely trust the universe mm-hmm. to give me what it is I'm asking for.
Absolutely.
And okay. There are other things, like I'm going to become a teacher to children who have learning disabilities and autism. That's mm-hmm. one of my goals for having a ranch or a school for children with learning disabilities and autism.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And yes, I have this big, big, giant desire to teach.
Yeah, that's typically a sign of a wise one. But I also feel, as you're talking, I'm feeling a connection specifically to Atlantis. And I kind of feel, too, that you have star person influence, which means like you're like, you know, you do have a connection to other star systems as well.
I have Native American in my background, and I know that they're from the Palladium.
That's amazing.
And I have a very big connection to Geronimo. In fact, he's one of my major guides.
That's
awesome.
He's
also related to me blood-wise. He's my great-great-grandfather.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So I'm really excited that you're here to teach and that you're focused on that. I kind of feeling as you're speaking, and this is common too, I'm feeling some self-worth issues, perhaps. Like there's a part of you that feels like you're not deserving, maybe, or that.
Yeah, I have a problem with that. Yeah.
Okay. So we can work on asking the angels to come forth and to bring some healing. If you're open to that.
I am open.
Okay, awesome. And already I see Archangel Raphael with you. And if there's anyone listening that wants to add their healing energy to, can I get your name?
Cheyenne.
Cheyenne, if there's anyone listening that would like to help Cheyenne and help her with her healing, I invite you to do that as well. So we're gonna just surround you in this beautiful healing energy and Archangel Michael is there, and he is opening up your solar plexus area. This is the center of power, okay? And I'm asking him to be near you, and we're going to just release any blocks that are blocking your power. Anything that's stopping you from feeling worthy and undeserving, and anything from any lifetime, anything anyone said to you, we're done. It's all being healed away. Okay. And they're telling me to tell you to, in your mind, as you said, you're working on teaching manifestation, visualize exactly what it is that you would like to have right now. And just give that up to God and the angels. And I'm seeing Archangel Michael. He's still doing some vacuuming work. He's vacuuming your aura and releasing old toxins that are there, because there's a lot of like heaviness there. It's like a lot of burdens that you've carried around, and he's helping you to release that, helping you to move forward. Beautiful. Okay, let's take a deep breath in and then let it out. There we go. Now I'm seeing an image of you like being in water. Like water is very clearing for you, and that's often a sign of a star person, but something about the water.
I have to be near water.
Yeah. Something about the water though, the water is really clearing for you. It's like, it just like washes away everything. Do you take like sea salt baths very often? Have you done that?
Well, I did, once in a while, it makes my skin really dry, but I usually use Epsom salts in my bath water. And, and for me, it softens the water and it cleanses me.
Okay.
So I do those every day. So
that's awesome. Yeah, I'm feeling that the water is just really very, very, very clearing for you. But yeah, my intuition is saying wise one / star person, and some common patterns like set around amongst wise ones is they often have trouble with their heart because there's a lot of sadness that they carry from past life stuff.
Yeah, I've been working on that.
Yeah, and this lifetime is where the teachings that you're here to do are being heard, because many times, you know, and I share your pain too, we've done this in other lifetimes, but people shunned us and they have, you know, ridiculed us, or they have burned us, or whatever it is.
That, that's lifetime too.
Yeah. But this lifetime is the lifetime where you can make a difference, where your teaching gets you book contracts, and it gets you, you know, you can do mass websites and have groups of people just come to you and do workshops. And there's so many things. It's just kind of getting out of the way of yourself, really. And and just trusting, right? And just trusting.
Yeah.
I know it's easier said than done. Yeah, I know it's easier said than done. I know we all struggle with that. But what it is, like, each day you can take action steps each day. But what you want to do is just ask the angels to help you and just say, you know, what action steps can I take today? This is what Doreen Virtue always says. And you'll get an intuitive hit. Like, there's, you'll get a feeling, well, I should, you know, go to this class, or I should write this book, or I should do it. And it doesn't have to be big like that. It could be something simple like go to this one particular grocery store. And you're like, okay, I'm grocery store. But then you go to the grocery store and you find that there's like a pamphlet about a course that you're interested in, or there's something. The universe always works that way, but it's about asking, being open to receiving, and just trusting the flow and kind of getting into the flow and getting out of your way. And that's kind of what I'm guided to tell you. There's a lot of elementals around you as well. Like, the fairies and unicorns are kind of there, like, guiding you as well. I'm feeling like
cards. Yeah. I have fairy cards.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I've had experiences with them. I used to live up in Boulder, Colorado, which is way north of where I live now. But I used to sit and talk with the fairies.
Oh, wow.
By this little place where, like, I had dragonflies land on my hand and stuff like that. So it was a very magical time and a very magical place for me up there. I miss it.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, I don't have the contact down here that I had up there, and I don't know why.
I have a Facebook page, and if you go on Facebook, I have a community there, Ascension Magic, and there's lots of positive people that are there who are interested in the same things you're into, and there's readings there. You can even post readings for people on there if you want to do that. I invite you to check.
Readings, yeah.
Awesome.
I'm a reader. Yeah.
Do you have a website?
I don't. I used to have a website, but I took it down because it's not the area of which I need to go in anymore. I mean, I do readings for people. I'm a medium. So
okay.
I'm a medium, and I consider myself a shaman as well. So I'm on there too. My name is Cheyenne Starhawk.
That's definitely wise one. You're definitely a wise one. So what you can do is, we're going to talk about more about wise ones later on too, but you can go out and get Doreen Virtue's book, Earth Angels, or just Google wise ones to find some more information. But what I want to do is send extra love and healing to you, and know that, you know, you're going to be feeling this for a few days. And I got to get to some other calls, and I want a few more things to speak about, but I want to thank you for calling in and adding your insights, and know that I'm excited for your teachings. I'm really am.
Awesome. Cool. Thank you.
So you're welcome.
You have a good
day. Thank you for calling. Okay. You too. Okay. So, I got someone, on Facebook who posted a picture of herself. Her name's Kimberly, and I just saw her picture. I'm going to post it up, get it up here. So Kimberly. Okay. This looks like an older picture. I could be wrong though. I gotta say, like, as I'm looking at the picture, like my feelings, like my intuitive feelings, I'm sensing like water, like mermaid-ish energy is kind of what I'm getting, is what I'm feeling, but probably some type of like a hybrid possibly. And we haven't talked about the mermaid realm yet or anything, but I can give you some information about it. Mermaids typically have come from the star system Sirius, and you know you're a mermaid or mer person. It doesn't have to be a woman. If you are deeply concerned with the ocean, you love to take care of, you love dolphins, whales, other marine creatures. Sometimes too, mer people suffer from dry skin because they're from the water. So being out of the water just makes their skin really dry. Mer people often feel cold all the time. Like even when it's warm, like always feeling cold. And so they love tropical weather, like, you know, Hawaii or just really warm areas. And they love to swim. Okay. So there are some other characteristics about mermaids too. They prefer to have their hair long. They report being constantly thirsty also, again, because the water, just being near the water. But mer people are, like I said, their life purpose is often about being involved with protecting dolphins, protecting the whales. It could be having blogs about that, petitioning, and they're happy near the water. And that's oftentimes what they're here to teach. In relationships, mer people are often independent. They're warm and friendly, but they felt their share of betrayal. So they're they're guarded sometimes and mistrustful. So being with a mermaid, it's required to have some patience. Now you could also be a realm or a hybrid. And this is kind of what I feel like. You're not just mermaid. I kind of feel like you're what's called either a star mer or a mystic mer. Star mer are people who enjoy being near the ocean, drawn near the sea, but really connect with their home planets through water. And they love looking at the starry skies. Like being on a boat in the middle of the ocean, looking up at the stars is just like heaven to them. Now, mystic mer is like a combination of a mermaid and a wise one. So they have this mermaid energy, but they also have the wise one. So they, like we already talked about wise ones, and they love teaching. And actually the mystic mer is a combination of incarnated angel, mer person, and wise ones. So that's kind of what I see when I look at your picture, Kim. That's the first thing that came to me. I know there's some other people calling in, and I can get to your calls in just a moment, but I want to go back and share with you, go back to the core realms and what they are. We've taken the quiz already, but let's talk about like the core realms and their physical characteristics, their life purpose, what life purpose you'd be best at, and relationships. And I'm going to kind of just sum up because there's lots of information there. Okay. Oh, the mic popped out for a second there. That was weird. So we're going to start off with incarnated angels. Now, one of the things about incarnated angels is that their faces are oftentimes shaped like hearts. They have these beautiful heart-shaped faces, and they look like angels, right? Angels oftentimes have overeating issues or weight issues because the energy here on planet Earth is so dense and so harsh. They oftentimes eat as a way to buffer, shield themselves from the harsh energy. And incarnated angels love to be professional helpers such as nurses. They oftentimes have difficulty saying no and feel guilty when others help them. So there can be some problems with the flow of giving and receiving. Okay. They oftentimes will fall in love with the deepest part of someone and their potential and try to coach that person into their great potential. So those are some physical characteristics. In terms of life purpose, right? Life purpose for angels, any kind of healing or helping profession you'd be very good at, any like a counselor or something along those lines. That's first thing that kind of pops into my mind. It's also important to, like, as an incarnated angel, that you shield yourself regularly. And this is actually true for any of us as earth angels. We're very sensitive. So some shielding techniques, as I was talking to my other caller, you can take a sea salt bath. That would be great. You can visualize yourself in different colored lights. White light, surrounding and white light is very common. Pink light is one way too. And pink light allows just love to permeate. There's different color lights you can do. Rainbow is one thing you can do. Rainbow will help you to do energy work and will help you to kind of to do healing work. Now, it's also important too that you connect with nature. Nature allows us to reconnect with our physical body and to just ground and clear up any kind of pent up energy. Now, connecting with nature is super important if you're what's known as an incarnated elemental. And that is the next one we're going to talk about, incarnated elementals. This is like the easiest group to recognize. They look exactly like what you would expect. If you think of what a fairy looks like, or a leprechaun, or a mermaid, or a dolphin, or a unicorn, anything that comes from elemental kingdom, they look exactly like that. Okay. They oftentimes will have reddish hair, not always the case. Like a good example of an elemental would be Ellen DeGeneres. We'll use a good celebrity. She has that twinkle in her eye. She's always playful and singing and dancing and bringing joy. Like that's her purpose, to bring joy. You can clearly see she has that elemental influence when you look at her. So that kind of gives you an idea. In terms of incarnated angel, Doreen Virtue is a good example of an incarnated angel. Although she is a hybrid. She's associated with the mermaid kingdom as well. Like she's called a mer angel. But Ellen DeGeneres, clear elemental. Now elementals, here's some characteristics about elementals. Do not like rules. Can't stand rules. Always like to play practical jokes, or always trying to laugh. They're always laughing. They're oftentimes very slim. They have fast metabolisms, but they oftentimes too, they love to party. They love to party, and they can have addictive personalities. So elementals can be addicted to substances, whether that's alcohol or other types of drugs. That happens very commonly with elemental kingdom. You'll oftentimes will see the twinkle in the elementals' eyes. The elementals get bored very easy, and they have to be with nature. If they're not near nature, they get depressed, literally. So it's important, if you are an elemental, if you identify with this realm, to go outside every day, barefoot especially. Get your feet out there and put your feet on the ground and connect with nature so that you can return to where you came from, because you came from nature. Elementals of the fairies are the nature angels, right? So you incarnated from the nature kingdom. So that's why you're here. So of course you need to connect with nature. And elementals oftentimes too, they prefer animals to humans, because humans they don't always trust, because humans don't treat the environment and the planet very well. So they can oftentimes not be trustworthy. They can be trustworthy, but they don't always trust people in relationships. So they're the party animals. They like to have fun and dance and sing and love music. But when that's all done, they want to just be by themselves. And I know a lot about this realm because I connect with this realm. So I am an incarnated elemental myself. And in fact, I'm a hybrid. Like I mentioned earlier, I am a star person / elemental, but I also have wise one in me as well. And you might find that you fit in with these many, many categories as well. It's not like you just identify with one. Many people are clearly one realm, but a lot of us, we just have hybrids. Elementals love magic. They love manifestation, nature. Good life purpose for elementals would be like performance, like performing. It could be environmental stuff you could like to do as well. They're just very charismatic. Like I said, Ellen DeGeneres, right? Teaching, perhaps, yeah, they'd be great teachers because they can make it creative and fun, and that could be helpful for them as well. There's really, like, you know, I want you to think about this too, like astrology. You know, like you read astrology, right? And you say, oh, I'm a Scorpio, for example. So that means I fit into this category. Yes, you do, but that's general, right? So these insights that I'm giving you, this information, is general. You're your own person with your own unique life purpose and your own unique talents and abilities. But this information can help you get some insights, can help you to feel connected, can help you to maybe understand why you don't, why you haven't always felt so so connected to planet Earth, why you feel so disconnected. So just keep that in mind. Okay. Now, we talked about incarnated angels, we talked about elementals. I'm going to talk about star people. Star people. Star people, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, have unusual eyes. That's the first characteristic about an elemental. I'm sorry, not an elemental, a star person, is their eyes are so unusual. They just have this, they almost look like cat eyes where they like glow in the dark, and they have unusual shapes to them. And that is a key characteristic of a star person. Star people are often too very lanky. They have tall, slim bodies. And they oftentimes too will feel distant, like just give short responses, one-liner answers. Yes, no, no elaboration whatsoever. So they have this sort of cold, detached feeling to them. And star people are called star people because they come from other star systems, the Pleiades or Sirius or whatever. I come from Andromeda. And I know that because I have a friend who is very, very psychic, who can connect in to like your higher self and will tell you this information. And he told me that I come from Andromeda, which I think is really interesting. So anyway, so star people come from other star systems and they're very, very kind. They are here because the violent energies on Earth were at a peak, and they incarnated to dissipate the violence. So they're here to spread kindness. And they also are excellent energy healers. And in fact, Reiki, which is a energy healing system that many of us know, came from the Pleiades. And star people have oftentimes two rainbow colored auras. So you'll see rainbows around them. They're fascinated with Star Trek and any kinds of science fiction stuff. They oftentimes too, they just can feel distant. I think I said that already. Okay. So in terms of life purpose, right? Many star people are Reiki masters or energy healers, okay? That's very common for star people. Star people also oftentimes too can make good, like any type of healing work, nurses, along those lines. Now again, this is general. In relationships, star people again can feel very cold and distant. That's common for star people. But just keep in mind too that it's really about what your own angels tell you. A characteristic too of star people is that they're workaholics. Star people will just work day in and day out. Like it's amazing. Like, and I have this characteristic sometimes, like where I will just like work and work and work. And I've learned how to balance it out between work and play because I have the elemental in me. But if you're a pure star person, you oftentimes, and this can get you in trouble in relationships, by the way, you overwork yourself and you just work and work and work and work and work, which can get a lot accomplished, but it can make you feel unbalanced. So it's important to find balance, balance work with play, and balance the coldness with the warmth of giving and receiving. Okay. So the last core realm that we're going to talk about, these are the core ones, is called the wise ones. And the wise ones are, these are your reincarnated wizards, sorceresses, shamans, and witches, and all the kinds of magical realms, right? And you'll know your wise one if you feel wise beyond your years. You feel older than your actual year. People look at you and say, you know, like, remember when I was a kid, people would tell me, you're very wise for your age. And that comes from the lifetimes that I spent as a wizard. Wise ones are fascinated with shamanism. They wish everyone would listen to their advice. They just have like this intense advice. They prefer to dress in Renaissance clothing, sometimes dark clothing. They look like Renaissance people, have their long hair. And sometimes their hair can be prematurely gray. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show too, wise ones have really intense eyes, very serious and intense. And they don't like small talk. They would rather talk and talk and talk on and on and on about things that matter to them. So a wise one, if you ask them a question, they will give you a very long, drawn out answer, almost as if to impress you. Look at all the knowledge that I have. Look at all the information that I have. And that comes from their years and lifetimes of teaching. And if you're a wise one, you know you've been on earth before and you carry that wisdom within you. So three words to describe the wise ones: intense, exotic, eccentric. Those are the three main words. And that comes from Doreen Virtue's book. Their energy can feel very dense and heavier than some of the other realms. Again, because of that, they spent very many lifetimes teaching and have been ridiculed for that or persecuted for that. So they have that seriousness and that sadness that they carry around. So a past life regression might help you to release some of those blocks that you have. Okay. So as I mentioned to some of the first caller that called in, a primary life purpose for a wise one would be teaching. That would be great. But not just teaching things that you're passionate about, spiritual teaching, astrology, psychic healing. Wise ones make excellent mediums too. And tarot card readers. And, you know, you feel frustrated if you're a wise one when you work with people who don't take your advice, because you have a lot to share, okay? So it also, too, it's important that you laugh and play if you're a wise one, because that seriousness in your heart, wise often have heart trouble. So balance the seriousness with some play, okay? So speaking of play, I've been going on for a bit. I'm just gonna put on some quick, like, we're gonna transition because I'm gonna get to some calls now. I have a couple other people that are calling in. We're gonna put on just a little bit of music just to break it up, and then I'm gonna get to some calls, okay? I don't hear the music. Try it again. I'm not hearing it. Okay. This one? No. Okay. Let me get to my calls. I'm going to take a call here. You're calling from area code. You've been holding for a while here. Area code 703.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, I'm having audio trouble for some reason.
Can you hear me?
Hello. Okay, you're definitely on the air, but I'm not hearing you. So there's some type of audio trouble right now. I'm not sure why that is. Sorry about this. Okay, I think we're having difficulties here, technical difficulties. So we're going to take a quick break. And we'll be back in just a moment because I need to figure this out. So hold on for just one moment, please. Mm-hmm.
Hi, everybody. I don't know what happened with the mic there. I was having issues with my mic, so I had to call in from a landline. So I apologize. I don't know what was going on with that. So this sound quality is not going to be as good as the mic, but I'm going to – at least I can hear the sound now so I can get to my calls. So I'm going to go back to area code 703 here. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can. I don't know what happened there. That was weird. Like, it's just like there was some technical I appreciate you hanging on the line, and I'm so sorry for that.
Oh, that's okay. No problem.
So, what can I do for you?
I was just having a question about life in general.
So you just want, like, an intuitive reading in general?
Yeah.
Oh, I can definitely help you with that.
It's, about work and relationships.
Okay. So are you identifying with any of the realms that we've been talking about so far?
My most truths were in the incarnated angel and the person. But
okay.
All the false were in the elemental and the wise one.
Got you. So do you oftentimes have you had a history of being overweight? Is that common for you?
I'm overweight.
Okay.
But I'm not big.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
No, that totally makes sense. Because as I mentioned, incarnated angels oftentimes will have that extra layer of weight as a buffer because the energy is so dense. But what's the sadness that I'm picking up with you right now? There's just some sadness around you. Have you recently gone through a difficult event?
No. Well, it's just my job. It's very complicated. It's like I don't know. My boss just sold the practice to a corporate, and so we're going through that transition.
Okay.
And it's tough.
It doesn't feel to me like you're happy there. It feels to me like you're not doing what your life purpose and your passion. Like, I feel like you should be teaching and healing is what my intuition is saying. But you're not doing that. Like, you'd be successful as your own boss, but it feels like you're frustrated with the system of working for somebody else. And that's what my intuition is.
Yeah.
What my intuition is telling me. What are some things that you're truly passionate about? Have you taken an inventory of those things?
Well, I love helping people. I love. Mm-hmm. I'm in dentistry. I'm in the medical field. So I love that element of it. It's just the people around me that are like making it difficult.
Got it.
That makes sense.
No, that makes sense. I'm getting that there's some negative energy. So what I want to do, I feel like there's some psychic attack and psychic debris around you. So what I want to do is ask Archangel Michael to clear your energy, and he's going to cut some cords, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's just some cattiness. Like, there's some, like, energy that's not good energy, and it's affected you.
Mm-hmm.
So Archangel Michael is there, and he's vacuuming up your aura, cutting cords, and helping you to clear. Okay. Now, as you were talking, I was feeling, have you studied energy healing, like Reiki or anything along those lines?
I'm very interested in everything that has to do with psychic and mediums and stuff. And ever since I saw my grandmother that passed away and saw her crossover, I have been like totally so into it. So I'm just reading books and books and books about it.
Okay. It sounds to me like your ego is creating resistance. It's like, it's one thing to gain insight and to gain information, but it's another if we read and we take courses because we're saying, once I, you know, read that book and once I take that course, then I'll be prepared. So there's a difference between going for it and and continuing to delay. And there's a quote that Doreen Virtue always says, and I don't know who actually says it. It wasn't her, but there's never been a task for which I felt adequately prepared. And it's so true. And even for me, like, you know, like I'm doing this work, but I know that I'm not, you know, like this perfect expert, or, and I know that there's things I need to learn, but I do it anyways because there's a need for it and because people are going to be helped by it. So if you think about all the people that you're going to help and you think about how happy you're going to be, then that'll be the motivation for you to just do it. So my advice would be for you to start, you know, especially if it sounds like you have mediumship ability, maybe just open up a private practice on the side, like start small, you know, like start doing it for friends, people that you trust, or open up a website, because you can get a free website. There's lots of websites you can go to. Weebly is a good one. You can make a free website, and you can just, they even have a shopping cart where people can buy products from you. You can do a radio show like this, but there's like a part of you that feels like you're afraid. Like, and what, I don't know where that comes from. What is the fear that
I'm not a medium or anything. That was a fluke. I don't normally see dead people. Mm-hmm. It's just that one instance that I saw my grandmother as she was crossing over. It was just,
well, let me
weird.
Tell you this. We're all mediums. We all have the ability. It's just how in tune we are with it. And the fact that you could see your grandmother, was it your grandmother you said?
Yeah.
Shows me that you already have that ability. It's just not, you're just not connected with it enough. And she's with you right now. It's like I'm sensing that energy. And as you were talking too, I felt a white horse, or I saw a white, like a unicorn or a horse with you. Like there's some type of white horse there. So I'm not sure exactly what that means, but I saw a white horse. So why not take the Reiki, a Reiki course, or why not go for that? Like what's stopping you?
I can look into it, yeah.
Because I was feeling you being really good at, like, energy healing. But first I kind of
think that, well, a lot of people say that I give good massages. I don't know.
Oh, well, you know, I'm actually a certified massage therapist. So I'm a jack of all trades. So seriously, jack of all many trades, master of none, right? But
right.
I know some really good schools to refer you to if you want to be professional as a massage. And in fact, I know an instructor that will teach you Reiki and massage at the same time. So you're doing Reiki with the massage. And it's in California. Like, that's where I'm from. But I don't know where you live. But
in Virginia.
You go there and you stay there for like 2 weeks and you do a lot of healing work on yourself, because in order to truly be an effective healer, you have to clear the blocks within yourself.
Right.
And that's the first step. And his name is Thomas Ahern, A-H-E-R-N. And you could look up his school. It's Ahern's Massage School.
Uh-huh.
And even if you don't decide to go with him, there's some other resources on there he has about that. But like, why not just do what makes you happy? If you're not happy in your job, then do something that does make you happy.
I know.
Right? I mean, why?
It's
why?
Hard
why
for me? I'm a loyal person. I don't like to just quit something.
That's the angel characteristic right there. That's the angel. But how about being loyal to yourself, hon? How about being true to your soul and what makes you happy? Because you've done a lot for other people. It's important for you to do something for yourself too. And not just that, think about all the good you're going to do in the world, how many people you're going to reach, how many souls you're going to touch, right? And how much more joy you're going to feel. Because when you are doing what you love, you wake up every day and it doesn't feel like work. It's not like you have to have like 10 cups of coffee to make it through the day. You wake up and you're energized. You're like, yeah, I get to do what I love, and I'm happy, and I'm just making a difference. And that's what we need. We need you to be that. We do, right?
I have to look into that, yeah.
So why not look into the Reiki? Because that's what I was getting, is that the Reiki, the energy work would be really good. That would help you. And even if you wind up, like, what you could do is once you learn the Reiki, you know, you could do it like undercover, like on your dentist patients, right? Like mm-hmm. they won't even know you're mm-hmm. doing it. You can just be doing it. And maybe you can like secretly throw it in there. Hey, oh, by the way, you know, not only am I a dental technician, but I'm also do energy healing. Did you notice how mm-hmm. great you felt sitting in the chair? That's because I was doing Reiki. And, you know, you'll know which ones to talk to. I mean, I'm just throwing that out there. Like, I'm not saying you have to do that, but mm-hmm. like, I'm trying to re-energize you and get you excited and bring that back into your life, because that's sometimes we can focus so much on what's wrong and what's mm-hmm. going bad in our life that guess what? We attract more of that into our life. And that's what I feel is what's been happening with you. You've been dreading mm-hmm. this job and you've been thinking about, oh God, this and this and that. And that's what keeps happening. So why not change your thoughts and change your life and put energy into what you do want and start putting energy into that and taking those steps every day so that you can do what you're here to do. Right?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does. A lot of sense.
Have you ever read The Secret?
I haven't read it, no.
Well, The Secret is there's a book, there's also a movie, and there's an audio book you can listen to.
That's like what you put out
in
manifest?
Yep. And that's exactly what I was saying. You've been putting more energy into what you don't want, and that's exactly what you're getting is what you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
So why not put energy into what you do want, right? And
and
one way to do that is not just to read The Secret. I think you should ask your angels. Let's do that right now. We're going to say a prayer. We're going to ask Archangel Michael to please be with you and to give you the courage and the motivation for your life purpose, to give you insights to help you move forward, to cut any cords of fear that might be holding you back, any self-sabotage techniques or worry, anything that's holding you back. And in your solar plexus, which is in that belly button, you're going to open up that solar plexus. It's this bright yellow sunshine, opening you up with power, helping you feel confident and moving forward. Now, also feeling Raphael there. Archangel Raphael is there. He's the healing angel. You work with him a lot, too. And Raphael is going to help you in your dreams, I feel. So pay attention to your dreams. And you can even ask before you go to bed. Before you go to bed, say, angels, come to me in my dreams. Please help me and give me insights as to where I should go next. Because you should be out there teaching and healing. You should be doing that stuff and making the world a better place. I could also see you working with small children too, like doing that work with kids. Like, you'd be good at that because you have a lot of compassion. And the kids that are being born right now, they're so sensitive, and they need someone who's compassionate and understands them. And you'd be really good at that, like teaching them how to do their energy work and how to speak and sharing your journey with them. You know, like, this is where I've come from, and this is where I've been, and this is how I've turned it around. Because you're going to turn it around. I have no doubt in my mind you're going to do what you want to do. I have no doubt about it. You just have to believe it.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, I'm going to give you an amen because I do that when things are going well. So here, hold on. There you go.
Thank you.
Now, if that doesn't energize you, I don't know what does.
Can I ask one more question?
Go for it.
It's about if there's any relationships coming into my life. Like, there is a guy that comes in to my office every once in a while, and I'm very attracted to him. I don't know what it is, but it's like I've seen him before, but I don't know him. But
okay,
we like click.
I got it. I got to tell you before I will draw a card from the Romance Angels deck for you. But I'm feeling like before you focus on a relationship with someone else, you need to focus on your relationship with yourself. Because it's hard to let other people in if you're not in a place of 100% self-love. Okay, so it's important for you to do some techniques to love yourself. Like, when you look in the mirror, right, tell yourself, you're so beautiful. I love you. You have an amazing smile, an amazing heart. You're attractive. You know, all those kinds of affirmations, and that's what The Secret 2 will help you with. I feel like Archangel Michael's there, but I also feel like Mother Mary works with you and helps you to have compassion, because you do have a huge connection to the angelic kingdom. And that's kind of what I was feeling as I'm talking to you. So let me think about this guy. What's his name?
Richard.
Richard, okay. Ooh la la. He sounds sexy.
Yeah.
Is he hot?
He is, very. Very.
Ooh la la, okay.
It's my type of guy.
Okay. See, this is the elemental coming out, the silliness. I have that silliness energy.
Yes.
Okay, so I drew a card from the Romance Angels, and a card came out, said, express your love. It says, go ahead and make the romantic gesture.
Really?
So why not? That's what the card says. But that's what it says. Now, you know, like, again, like, remember what I was saying about, you know, loving yourself, do that stuff. But what's the worst that can happen?
Well, I did. It was actually in the other day, and I feel like I made a complete fool of myself. But
oh, my gosh. Well, if you listen to your intuition and you trust what your intuition says, you know, you're not going to go wrong. As long as you listen to what your intuition says. I kind of feel like this guy is, like, a silly like me. Like, he's kind of goofy. Like, that's kind of what my intuition is saying.
Seems like it, but... He doesn't like being in the dentist's office. It makes him very nervous. So he has that.
Yeah.
But I'm sure,
I get that playfulness.
I get that he is that type of guy. Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what my intuition is saying. I think that this would be a good match for you, as long as you take the steps you're guided to take. So you can ask the angels to help you. Since you're really connected with the angels, ask them. Say, hey, angels, what steps should I take? Just ask them. Mm-hmm. And then pay attention to what action steps you feel guided and go for it. That's all you got to do. But
Thank you so much.
Appreciative that I could talk to you, and I could tell you cheered up a lot. Your energy shifted, and I'm really happy. So.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm really glad I called.
You're welcome.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you want to check out the Facebook page, it's facebook.com/AscensionMagic.
Yeah.
And I could always do a round.
I did my picture on there.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you got it.
You're not Kimberly, are you?
No. Jane.
What's your name?
Jane.
Okay, I got to check it out. I'll go back and I'll check it out later, and I'll put it on Facebook for you.
Okay.
But I want to get to some other calls that are calling in.
Okay, great. Yes, definitely.
Thank you so much, Jane.
You have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
You do the same. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Okay, so I have time for a few more calls here, and you know, let me go check Facebook real quick too and see if anyone else has posted a pic, because I haven't checked. Let's see. We got... posted on my timeline. Okay. We got, where are these people? It says people posted on my timeline, but I don't see it. Oh, okay. Nope. I don't see anyone else posted a picture. So let's get to the phone calls. I'm going to go to someone calling from area code 512. 512, you are on the air. Can you hear me? Hello? Okay. Ooh, that's not working. Let's go to 313. 313, I'm going to get you on the air. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you just great. Can you hear me?
Yes. I'm calling. My name is Jackie. I'm calling in for a general reading.
Okay, Jackie. Thank you so much for calling in. Are you enjoying the show so far?
Yes, I am.
Did you identify with any of the realms?
Well, I identified with two, wise one and star people.
Okay. Very cool. I can see that. So you just kind of want to know, like, what the angels want to tell you, right? Like a general reading?
Right.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm feeling like I should work with Archangel Michael. So I have a deck of cards. I work with Oracle cards a lot. I'm going to work with Archangel Michael cards. And I'm going to ask, what does Archangel Michael want to tell you right now? Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to shuffle. Now, do you do Oracle card readings yourself?
I work with angel therapy cards.
Okay. Yeah, because I see you working with angel cards and being successful at that. Because that's something you're good at. You can actually look at a person, is what I'm feeling, and sense a lot about their energy. You're very intuitive. Archangel Michael from these cards wanted to come through and let you know that you are guarded and protected. He's saying that you are protected, you're safe, all your needs are being taken care of, and he's asking you to be grateful for all that's already been given to you, and when you do that, more things will come to you. That's the message from Archangel Michael. Now,
okay.
I also
want to
work. Of course. Now, I also want to work with the fairies too, because for some reason the fairies want to come forth. So, kind of go whatever they're telling me. So they're telling me to. Oh, they say three cards from the fairy deck for you. Okay. So I'm going to go for it. Three cards from the fairy deck. So let's see. First card for you is sexuality. That's an interesting card. Now, what's interesting about that is that tomorrow I'm doing a show about sexuality, but it's really about honoring the sexual part of yourself, because we all, it's a part of God, it's a part of who we are, and it's honoring that. So it's just reminding you to embrace that, to enjoy that, and to not be afraid of that part of yourself, okay? And the next card that comes forth is breaking free, and it shows this beautiful fairy, and she's just like busting forth, breaking out, like as if like the old limitations and restrictions are gone.
That's me.
And there's nothing holding her back. And that's what this card is coming forth to for you. Okay, what's the third message they want to see? And let's see how this all ties together. Third card. Okay. Now, I see a dragon with you, which I think is unusual, because not a lot of people have dragons with them, but you have like a dragon spirit
guide.
That's
my Chinese friend.
Yes, it's like a Chinese dragon. I was going to say that, like a Chinese dragon that's with you. It's like your spirit guide. It's this red and green, like Chinese, like big Chinese dragon, and you love this dragon. Like you work with this dragon a lot.
Every day.
It's part of your, yeah. But the message that's coming forth now, it says problem resolved. Any kind of problem that you might have noticed is being resolved. And problems really, if we focus on the problem, we see more of that. If we focus on the solution, then that's what we see, right? So the angels are asking you to focus on solutions. Archangel Michael's saying you're guided, you're protected, everything you need taken care of. They want me to also draw a flower for you. So I'm just going with it. So I just kind of go with it. I'm like, okay, did it. I'm like a hummingbird. Just go with it. So I'm like all over the place, right? Okay, so a flower for you is the African daisy. And what that represents, it represents balanced friendships. And it says your friendships work best when there's an equal share of giving and receiving. So it's that balance of giving and receiving for you. You can get a picture of an African daisy, put it on your computer. You know, you can go out and get a daisy, but the daisy is helping you with friendships and having a balance between it, so that you're not always the one that's giving in your friendship. People are giving to you also, having that balance and rising up.
That's true.
So there's a lot of messages that came forth for you today, but primarily it seems like it's saying you're on the right path, all the problems that could exist, they don't exist. All is well. You're guarded. You're protected. And, you know, the worst is behind you. It's all positive.
Thank you, Ronnie, so much.
Of course. I'm happy to help you,
hon. I truly, truly appreciate you. I love you. Thank you.
I love you, too. God bless you, hon. Okay.
You, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. I'm going to get to my next caller. Calling from, where do we get to here? Let's go to 415. 415, I'm going to get you on the air. Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello. Yes, I can hear you. Hi.
How you doing?
Well, I'm all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. It's nice to have you on the line. What can I do for you?
I was wondering about a general reading.
Okay. Can I get your name?
Jamie.
Jamie. Okay. Were you identifying with any of the realms that we talked about today?
I've read her books, and
yeah.
I would probably say star, definitely extraterrestrial energy, and
very
some
cool.
angelic. And the fairies hang out with me, too. Fairies love me. Them too, yeah.
So let's work with the fairies, then. Let's work with the fairy oracle cards, and let's ask the fairies and the angels, of course, lots of angels, too, what they would like Jamie to know. So let's do that. Okay. And I'm shuffling. Now, I feel as I shuffle, Archangel Raphael works with you extensively. Raphael, the healing angel, and when you go out in nature, because I see you going out in nature a lot, like almost see you like doing shamanism stuff, being very good with shamanism, earth magic, along those lines.
Mm.
I see you being very good at that. And Raphael is always there, like helping you to heal. And I see you healing the flowers, healing nature, like going out there healing, and they're commending you. And Archangel Raphael is really commending you on that, for sure. Now, the fairies have come forth with a message, and the message from the fairies is self-reliance.
Mm.
And it's an interesting card. But, you know, typically it's about just loving yourself and appreciating yourself. And it says, really, it says sometimes we feel frightened and we want to get reassurance that everything's going to be okay. But this card is saying that everything you need is provided for. And you don't need to go to an outside source. You don't need to rely on someone else to make you happy or a job or a relationship or anything. It comes from yourself, relying on yourself. You're the source of all magic. And you do have a lot of magic that you bring into the world. It's also asking you to filter out any negativity from your own thoughts. So there's a thing that Doreen Virtue says called cancel, clear, delete. And I love this because it's like the delete key on your keyboard. And anytime you catch yourself thinking a negative thought, you press the delete key. You go cancel, clear, delete. I am not going to put any thought into that. Nothing. Nothing's going to affect me. So I kind of feel that there are people around you sometimes that I'm not saying they're a bad influence, but their energies affect you. And you're always kind of having to clear and always having to put that out there. So it's important that you surround yourself with people that are like-minded and who get you and who love you. And that's what you feel like when you're in nature. That's kind of what I'm getting. That's what the fairies are saying.
I've been working on manifesting some friends, but it's coming. I got to really just be myself.
Well, you're calling from 415. Is that the Bay Area?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm from the Bay Area, so I would love to be your friend. I have no problem with that. I would love to. Go on my Facebook, and we can hang out. We can talk about angels and fairies and all kinds of stuff. I would love to do that.
Do you seriously live around here?
Yes.
You're kidding. That's awesome.
You're probably, like, more in the East Bay, maybe, but I'm, like, I don't know sure exactly where you live, but I live up more, like, closer to Sacramento-ish, but I'm still in the Bay Area, actually. I'm in the... Oh, okay, so you're in the city. Nice. Very cool. I will be, in fact, in San Francisco on the Pride Day, on that weekend. I'm going to have a booth there at Pride, and I'll be doing readings in person, so if you want to check me out in person there... I'll be doing intuitive readings. I'm also going to have a live radio show, so you can be on my show there. I can do you live. Go on my Facebook, Ascension Magic. It's facebook.com/ascensionmagic. Find me there, and then we can, you know, since you're in the area, we can. It's always nice to have like-minded people that you can connect with. So.
Speaking of which, I'm getting a message for you. I have a really, really good, I feel like you're going to do really, really well. I really do. And I feel like, because you put so much into what you're doing that it's really gonna pay off. You are really, really genuine, very, very genuine. And I want you to know that you are going to be taken care of without a doubt. And I can feel the power of the angels. Man, I never feel this. Oh. But right now, for some reason, I feel that like a big opening happening. Like it's starting to just really happen. And I think you're starting to feel that. I think on some level you're starting to feel it's starting to finally come together. In my life as well, too, finally.
Yay!
So, yeah, I know, right?
Woo! Wait, we need to amen. Hold on. I got to put amen again. Amen.
Amen!
All right.
All right.
Well, hey, I want to thank you for that message. You know, I want to tell you, too, I was guided to go to the romance cards. I want to do a romance oracle card reading for you. That's what they told me to go through. So, so I'm going to think of Jamie here and think of the romance angels and what they want you to know. Oh, this one wants to come up. Okay, it says, make the effort. It says, great love is worth taking the steps you're guided to take.
Huh.
It shows a picture of a little boy, and he's kissing a little girl. It's so cute. They're, like, out in nature. It's, you know, there's been some messages today for some of my other callers, like, just focusing on yourself. You know, like, that's the first step. But going out there and making an effort, you are lovable, and you deserve love. And why not, you know?
No, I'm starting to feel that again.
Are you LGBT? Are you gay or no?
No. Okay. I mean, I'm very like supportive and I.
Yeah. No, that's no.
My roommates are actually gay, so.
Okay. Well, since you live in San Francisco, I mean, I figured I would ask. So it's not that I was doing anything, but the card's asking you to make the effort, and you work with the fairies very closely. Like I said, the fairies can help you to manifest this, to bring it in into your existence. They can, but you have to want it. It's like there's a part of you that's kind of like, do I want it? Do I not? You know, but I feel like you're ready for it. You're ready for that beautiful love of a lifetime. It's kind of what I feel. Yeah. And it's just, this is asking
it's
you to
be amazing.
This is asking you to take those steps. Make the effort. Put yourself out there. Maybe go on a dating website. Go to, really the best way to meet people, I think, is to do the things you like to do. Like if you like to swim, for example, go to a swim group or something, and then you'd be around people who are into the same stuff. Yeah.
I was going to join a gym next week when I get paid.
Go for it.
And I had a reading by what?
I said, work that sexy body.
I've been told that too. But anyway, so I had a reading from a guy a while ago, and he goes something about when you start working out, you'll meet people, and everything will start to get better. And I was like, okay. And that's it's weird because look, I feel like all this negativity I've had in my body is really starting to pour out of me, and like it's time for a new life. And I put vision board out. And I put all better health, every day, new you, heart, the happiest time of my life. And I don't always sit and visualize on it. I always, at least I glance at it, and I kind of focus. Every day I do feel very different, like a new person. And every day it's like, you know, you get better and better and better. And
absolutely. Well, and so, I'm really proud of you, Jamie, for what you're doing. And again, I would love to hang out and be friends. It's nice to have like-minded friends who are interested in the same thing.
Yeah.
It'd be great. So just check me out on Facebook. But make the effort, you know, like you're being guided to take the action. So continue to listen to the action that you're feeling guided to take. Keep taking steps every day, and it will manifest. It's just listening to what your angels are telling you, and they are giving you clear steps. You're listening, for sure.
So I am supposed to join a health club? That's a good start.
Well, that could be. Like, I didn't get that message specifically, but I think that fits with making the effort, right? If you already got the message to go to the health club to make changes in your life,
yeah.
I think that would definitely qualify for making. That would definitely be making the effort. Because when you work out, you know, you're going to feel better, you're going to look better, and you're going to feel more attractive. And, you know, and that's gonna bring more people into your life, like, because you're going to feel better. It's going to raise your energy. So.
Yeah, you know, I want to tell you really quick. My guides told me what her name's going to be. Her name's going to be Jessica. They told me this 5 or 6 years ago. They said, wait till you meet Jessica, loud and clear. And I was like, okay, because I just hung up the phone with this girl who's going to go live with in North Dakota. And I did that, and then, like, ever since then, I've had, like, this journey from state to state and everything, and I'm like, and I feel like I'm finally going to meet her. And I have been single for almost 11 years now, and I feel like it's time. Almost 11 years. It'll be 11 years in August.
Man, wow.
You learn a lot about yourself in 11 years.
This is true. Really? This is very true. Well, hey, Jamie, it's been great talking with you. I'm kind of running out of time here, so I gotta end the show. But thank you so much for those positive messages. I am greatly grateful for you, and we'll keep in touch. We should, okay?
Go
on the Facebook chat. And if you want to come by, you know, Pride and check me out, that'd be great, too. We can talk in person, too. We can do that. It's only a few.
Really cool. Yeah.
Okay. But I'm sending you extra angels and love, and you can work really quick. You can work with Archangel Shamuel. Shamuel will help you to find your perfect mate. Shamuel's the seeker angel. So call upon Shamuel to help you with that. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Jamie. Okay, I want to thank all my callers and everyone who listened. We didn't get to talk about some of the other blends, like with a little bit mermaids, but there's unicorns and cherubs and all these other ones. Maybe that's a show for another day. But, again, this is Pride Month on Ascension Magic, and there's a lot of great shows lined up for you. Tomorrow we'll be talking with you about honoring your sacred sexuality and tantric sex and sexuality as a way to feel positive and increase your love. There are some other great shows lined up. You can check it out on my radio show page. I invite you to follow me to keep up with future shows. I do these readings for you every Saturday, so you can call in next week if you missed it. There's always blessings for everyone. That's my intention. All is well. All is well, dear ones.